through with the program, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls we go. Back to Brad in New Hampshire. Brad, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were calling to correct an earlier caller to the program. For those just tuning in, he had brought up the concept of fighting words and had suggested that if you were to incite things with a police officer, that they could arrest you for it.
That's right, and this is not true. A law enforcement officer who is operating properly under Supreme Court precedent, quote-unquote, cannot be offended by fighting words. This means you could walk up to a law enforcement officer, as long as nobody else could hear it, you could use profanity, you could make insults about the officer's parents, children, anything, and this is considered protected speech against the government. And now, I certainly wouldn't advise it, because, as we know, there certainly could be law enforcement officers out there which, you know, would find a reason to arrest you for something. But
sure, you wouldn't get arrested for fighting words. You'd get arrested for, trumped up nonsense.
Or not.
something else silly.
Or maybe they just hurt you. You know, you never know when you're going to hit or run into a rogue cop who won't even bother arresting you.
Well, we read these things in the news every day.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to point that out.
So it's A-okay to go up to a cop and say, F you. He's not supposed to be able to do anything about it.
Now, what happens if other people can hear you? Then it's profanity?
If other people can hear you, then disorderly conduct generally would apply, because disorderly conduct is making loud or unreasonable noises in a public place or a private place.
What about the bird? Can you flip on the bird? I mean, if someone's looking at that, is that disorderly?
An aggrieved law enforcement officer could make a case that your actions caused somebody else to be alarmed. And being alarmed, quote-unquote alarmed, is the standard that's used when judging fighting words. And again, I'm not an attorney. None of this is legal advice. So I wouldn't suggest doing this to the police. But
oh, no, not a good idea to go up to men strapped with guns and imbued with what they believe to be authority and mess with them. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, bad idea.
But if you were to extend your middle finger, if someone was to extend their middle finger at me as I work in law enforcement, I would just laugh. And, you know, and there's been many times when I've been at work driving around and someone will just throw their finger out the window as I'm driving by them. It's actually kind of funny. I just wave.
Yeah. Well, what else can you do? That's kind of what I figured out when I was in middle school, when this 13-year-old girl was having issues with being picked on. I just realized, I came to the conclusion that when people pick on you, you just smile and you brush it off. You don't let it get to you. And
nothing irritates people more when you're nice to them when they're trying to get a rise out of you.
Oh yeah, I used to love doing it when I worked at Kmart when I was in my late teens. I'd pretty much applied that pretty effectively to my life, that mentality. And so whenever I'd have to deal with somebody who was really being irrationally upset, you know, you've got the kinds of customers that are upset for good reason because they've actually been treated poorly by another employee, or, you know, the product broke or whatever the reason is they're upset. And then there's the customers that's just upset because they're just a jerk. And so I always loved just flashing them a big old smile when they were getting up and getting loud and getting heated and, you know, demanding this and demanding that, and just, you know, basically telling them, oh, okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming by today, and, you know, just kind of blowing them off, essentially, but with a big smile on my face. And it sure was fun because, you know, that, like you say, it really grinds at them.
Life's too short to let small stuff bother you.
There you go, sir. Thanks for the
call
tonight. Certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
You know, you show what kind of person you are in those circumstances.
Exactly. We go to Steve in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how's it going tonight, guys?
What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I was listening to a podcast, which is how I normally listen to the show, and you guys were talking about the FLDS ladies, the people who had their kids taken away. I shouldn't say ladies, in Texas.
No reason why you wouldn't want to call them ladies. Yes, they had their children stolen, over 400 children stolen from their parents.
Exactly. And you were talking about how, I guess, some insiders at some hospital that's commissioned by the state to take care of the children were spilling the beans on what was going on there and the treatment of the children and so forth, and how
that's
they were
correct.
Taken away from their mothers and, you know, et cetera. And you said that, well, we haven't heard from the ladies, we haven't heard from the mothers, the parents. And actually, on that very day, we had on the Today Show, which my wife watches. I don't normally watch that sort of stuff, but she watches it, and I happen to catch it. They had two sets of FLDS parents, two men and two women. And you wouldn't believe what they have gone through. The state said they were going to keep them all in one place. They did not. They have them far-flung. This one couple had three children, and I'll put an asterisk next to the word children because I'll get back to that in a second.
Okay.
They sent one north, one south, and one east, and, of course, Texas is the geographically the second largest state. It's huge.
Wow.
These people are living in their car. Pretty much. They're basically homeless and childless. They drive from one child to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, in a gigantic, horrific merry-go-round.
Wow.
Over the state of Texas. Now, when I said an asterisk by the word children, here's the rub. One of those children of this couple is 23, I think, or 26 years old. She looks young, and the state believes that they are lying about her age. And
so
she's
being held on to. She's being kept prisoner until she can prove somehow that she is how old she claims to be. That was the other aspect to the case I think we talked about earlier this week, is that they discovered that one of these young ladies was older than 18 and they had to let her go as a result of that. But the allegation was that they kind of knew that she was probably over that age, but they held on to her so she could have her baby first, so they could snatch her baby and then let her go.
Right. That's right, yeah. And then the one of the ladies said, yes, our daughter, she's in her 20s and she's being treated like a child. And I thought, well, you know, she's on TV, she's nervous, I'm sure I would be too. But she's not being treated like a child, she's being treated like an animal. They're all being treated like animals. So
it's awful. Yeah. Any other highlights you wanted to share, or lowlights, as you might say?
No, but somebody was talking about the thing with the cops. When I was in the Navy in Virginia back in the 80s, I had a migraine, and people with migraines often appear drunk. They slur the words and things, and I was at a bus stop with some friends of mine. A cop came by to kick our feet to see what was going on, and they said, what's wrong with him, and shined a flashlight right at me.
Nice.
And I said, I have an effing migraine. I used the word.
Right.
And the cop said, hey, listen, you don't talk to us like that. That's verbal assault of a policeman.
Verbal assault.
That's what he said, and of course I'd seen cops, and, you know, those guys cuss at the cops all the time. So I let loose with a stream of cuss words like you would not believe, and suddenly he, quote-unquote, got another call and had to run.
Interesting. Glad he didn't try to F with you on that one.
That's right. All right, guys,
Thanks for the call
tonight,
Steve.
I'll listen to the rest of the show tomorrow.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So there you go, another update on the FLDS case. These poor parents being forced to drive all around the state because the state government didn't even bother to keep those siblings together. They didn't even bother with that. I mean, if you need any more evidence that these bureaucrats are just heartless, they just don't care. They separated siblings. Why couldn't they find a home? They've got different foster homes. Why couldn't they find a home where the three kids could have gone together?
Well, it's, the motives aren't there. They aren't motivated to care in the same way as, people.
But isn't it bizarre,
in the real
Mark,
world are?
I know, but I understand their motivations are different, but you'd think that there would still be some level of humanity left. Some
I think
level
that
of
some
caring.
Of them individually, certainly, there was the story of the one guy who was rocking the little boy, when he had the opportunity. I think he does care. I think that a lot of them care. But they're not motivated in the same way. You know,
it's just
wrong.
It is just so disgusting what they've done to these people. And what can we do about it? Well, actually, there is a suggestion from Larkin Rose, which you might get to one of his suggestions here in a moment as far as what one can do about situations like this. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's all on the way. And also coming up, Starbucks. Apparently their logo is too hot to handle for one Christian group based in San Diego. Now, you've seen the Starbucks logo before, right?
Yeah. Is it Siri or is it Minerva? Who's on the Starbucks
Some
logo?
Chick.
Yeah, it's
weird-looking legs.
Roman or Greek god.
We'll find out more about that here in a moment. And take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 15, 2008, gold, $873.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. That's $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. Get on the list. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something new to announce about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first to be on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Working out and eating right, no longer working to help you lose weight. If you can relate to that, go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. I mentioned Larkin Rose had a possible solution. We were talking about the FLDS mothers having their children stolen from them, and it's not just been them. It's been other religious groups around the country, and not just religious groups, but parents who have, for instance, crossed somebody in government, someone in the halls of power, someone was upset at them. I mean, we've just seen awful story after awful story. What do you do about this? What do you do about it? I mean, because when they come for your kids, if you fight, you're going to die. So that's not going to help get your kids to see mommy and daddy ever again. So that's not an option, and we don't ever propose violent solutions on this show. So we need to think about other options. And Larkin, I think he kind of agrees with me here. And by the way, in case you don't know who he is, Larkin Rose went to jail, went to federal prison for about 2 years because he didn't file income taxes, and there was some other charges, some other income tax related charges that that were slapped on him. Anyway, he was known for a long time as one of the big tax freedom advocates. He's a Free State Project member, and not yet in the state of New Hampshire, but
the Free State Project, you don't have to move till it's the time to move.
Sure, but his 2 years in federal prison did nothing but radicalize him even more. As I recall from an interview he did with Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, he was talking about how when he originally went to his court trial, he thought there would be a chance he'd get a fair trial, and now he understands that that's just nonsense. And he's pretty much gone into the world of being a complete anarchist. And that's the term he uses. I obviously prefer the term free marketeer or voluntarist. But anyway, this is from his newsletter. It's from his newsletter at tyrantbook.com. By the way, his new website, he's got a book out called How to Be a Successful Tyrant. He says, I get regular complaints from people who say that while they agree with many of my criticisms of how our government functions, I offer no solutions. In reality, I repeatedly offer the only solution there is. Trouble is, there's a range of solutions that people are willing to consider, and when I tell them that nothing in that range will do any good, they declare that I have no solution to suggest. And I'm not even talking about violent revolution. While that can by itself remove a particular set of tyrants, it doesn't remove the problem of tyranny. To wit, the American Revolution ended up creating the largest extortion racket and the most powerful standing army in the history of the world.
Good point.
What even many limited government folk don't see is that they've been trained to focus on completely worthless, ineffective methods of change. And the one thing, which is amazingly simple, which would actually unravel the tentacles of tyranny, existentially scares the heck out of all the indoctrinated peasants. The slaves are taught that petitions or elections or lobbying for this or that legislation is the only civilized way to effect or to achieve change and to fight for freedom. In reality, those are all ways to solidify your own enslavement, because they all reinforce the idea that you need the permission of tyrants in order to be free. In other words, all such solutions are premised on the assumption that you are the property of government, and so you must beg it to let you be free. Do we try to vote out carjackers and muggers? Do we politely petition and lobby common thugs to please not assault us and rob us? Of course not. Not only is it ineffective to ask crooks to be nice, please, but there's no need to win them over. We don't need their permission in order to have the right to defend ourselves and our property. And yet all political reform that you'll hear about from any but the most extreme corners consists of asking tyrants to please not oppress us so much. In short, the minds of the oppressed are stuck in a paradigm which renders futile all of their efforts to achieve freedom. This is what I say when we've seen evidence of the homeschoolers, well, probably the most recent example, the homeschoolers in the medical or the marijuana movement, going to the state house in Concord here in New Hampshire and literally begging these bureaucrats, these elected people, to not regulate them any further, or in the case of marijuana, to deregulate just a teeny tiny bit, just give us a little bit more freedom. Just watching them beg, it's so sad.
Well, I think that you can ask and at the same time state, look, I'm not going to do it. You know,
right. That's what we need to see more of, is the non-cooperation, and that's what he touches on.
I'm here to ask you not to put regulations on the homeschoolers here in New Hampshire, and to give you notice that
if you
pass this silly, silly little law where I have to report in every week on what it is that I'm teaching my child, what I am teaching my child in my home while I school them, I'm not going to do it.
Exactly. Imagine an island tribe that believes that the volcano on the island is a god, and whenever misfortune occurs, they attempt to appease that god by giving it a human sacrifice. After a while, those in the tribe get bummed out, not only because lots of innocent people are dying horrible deaths, but because the crops aren't improving, the weather is as bad as ever, and nothing else seems any better. So they keep tinkering with their method of god appeasing, but nothing seems to work. They try giving sacrifices only during full moons. They try giving the volcano only pretty young women. They try all sorts of dances and chants while flinging people in. Nothing seems to work. Of course, no amount of tinkering will do the slightest bit of good, until they lose their irrational superstitions and realize that throwing people into a volcano will never improve the crops. All of their efforts will be not only useless, but horribly counterproductive, especially for those fed to the volcano. So it is with modern statists. As long as their efforts are focused upon trying to reform government, in other words, trying to somehow create a nice master who will choose not to oppress his slaves, their efforts will be in vain. As long as they believe in irrational superstitions like servant governments, the consent of the governed, elected representative government, and so on, they'll remain enslaved. And as long as they accept the notion that someone has to be in charge, that someone has to be making and enforcing the rules for everyone, and that someone has to be given huge superhuman rights and powers to keep us all in line, as long as the people believe that, they'll be extorted, assaulted, controlled, enslaved, and oppressed. He then follows with an excerpt from his book, How to Be a Successful Tyrant. However, while the peasants will tolerate a lot, there are limits to their patience. But those limits can be all but eliminated simply by giving them some sort of outlet, completely ineffectual, of course, for their displeasure with you and your regime. As long as there's some system of checks and balances whereby the peasants can appeal to different levels and agencies of your regime, then they will almost never resort to violence. You have to work within the system. That should be your mantra, and it will be quickly echoed by most of the peasants. Of course, working within your system is never going to get the peasants freedom or justice, but even giving them the illusion of due process in some form of appeal will keep most of them forever banging their heads against a bureaucratic wall instead of actually resisting you. So what is the solution? Says Larkin. Well, stop throwing sacrifices into the volcano. In other words, stop treating government as if it has any authority over you. Of course, it does have the power to hurt people, and you'll have to take that fact into account. But stop thinking, talking, and acting as if its control of you is inherently legitimate or even justified. Stop voting. Stop calling its commands laws. That's something I've got to work on. Stop treating its thugs with respect as if what they do is justified or legitimate. Stop sending them the message that you agree that they're your rightful masters. Again, you may have to comply with much of their coercion just out of self-preservation, but don't ever give them the sanction of the victim by treating them as if they have the right to rule over you. More coming up here. This is Free Talk
Live. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the power hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the power hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, including live streams. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version both are free for you at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. See firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live as well, with tours that will be going on all across the state. Of course, you can go out on your own as well. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We are much looking forward to it, and it's going to be here before you know it. It's already May 16th, so less than a month away. It's Porkfest time. Join us, porkfest.com. 800-259-9231. A few more thoughts from Larkin Rose, and then we go to your phone calls. Larkin is talking about how people are just... They need solutions. They're frustrated by what the government is doing, how oppressive it has become, how awful it is. We were talking earlier about the 400 children that were kidnapped from their parents in Texas by the Texas government. And it's easy to feel helpless. It's easy to feel hopeless because you're dealing with a force of men and women who believe they have authority and aren't afraid to use violence on you to get their way.
Right. They're able to use violence. They're able to use the power of their authority, and they can do it with impunity. There are no punishments for doing the wrong thing. Very few punishments for doing the wrong thing. I suppose if you get together four or five cops and kick a black guy to sleep, and do it on video, then, well, maybe the nation will uprise. But in general, the 99.9% of the cases, bureaucrats aren't held responsible for what they do.
And it can be very frustrating to anybody who's out there paying attention, because we know that we can't be violent in response for two reasons. One, it'll result in more violence, because violence begets violence, and you'll just end up dead. And number two, you don't want to lower yourself to their level. Violence is what they do.
Well, and it doesn't work.
Well, right. There's the violence begets violence thing. So there's two reasons.
But there's two reasons. Violence begets violence, and you won't win. like you're fighting against an opponent that is significantly larger and better organized and has public opinion behind
Well, right. And even if you did win, and even if the public opinion was behind your side, it would still not result in healthy things into the future.
Well, when you say violence begets violence, what I think of is the American Revolution. You know, fought for liberty, fought for independence. And what did we get out of the deal? Just like Larkin Rose said, we got the
biggest government ever.
The biggest government ever, and the largest standing army ever. And our founding fathers were against standing armies.
Now,
they put it in the Constitution.
Now, Larkin's suggestion for a solution is to change your mindset. To stop treating government people as if they have any authority over you. Stop sending them the message that you agree that they're your rightful masters. He points out you might have to comply with some of their coercion because of self-preservation, but don't ever give them the sanction of the victim, as Ayn Rand called it, by treating them as if they have the right to rule over you. Now, as he points out, of course, one or two people doing this won't end the empire. In fact, it won't even change the day-to-day life of the one or two people very much. But nonetheless, being able to free your mind and being able to escape the mindset of a slave and then trying to help others do the same as we do 6 nights a week here on Free Talk Live will not only reveal a power and a freedom you never knew you had, but will plant the seed which will slowly but surely grow into the solution that will end all tyranny. As Stephen Biko said, the greatest weapon the oppressor has is the mind of the oppressed. So are you ready to wrench your mind out of the grip of your enslavers? Or are you still too attached to the cult of government? Let me leave you with one more quote from my tyrant book. Put yourself in the shoes of your oppressors and imagine what the world really looks like to them. Remember, the tyrant book here appears to be written from the perspective of a tyrant, giving advice on how to be a successful tyrant. Here it is. Your peasants must never be allowed to realize the power they have. Their power can be deadly to your regime, even if they do not resort to violence at all. Gandhi led millions of people in India in a bizarre revolution that crippled British control of the country. Amazingly, they did this without any violence. To a large extent, they defeated an empire by doing nothing. Mere passive noncompliance with the commands of an empire, a.k.a. doing nothing, if done by enough of the subjects, spells certain doom for any tyrant. If one day all of your victims decide to not pay your taxes anymore, there's nothing you can do to preserve your power. If they all decide to ignore your laws cease to exist. Always remember, your authority exists only in the minds of the peasants. If they ever stop perceiving you as an authority, your reign is over. And it probably won't even be a dramatic, violent end. Instead, you may simply fizzle into irrelevant oblivion, as the peasants, including your enforcers, simply forget to bow to your will. They won't even need to oust you. They'll simply ignore you out of existence. Choose any historical tyrant and imagine what would happen if one day everyone in his regime woke up and said, "That guy's Looney Tunes, and I'm not listening to him anymore. And his mustache looks stupid, too." Would they then feel the wrath of the tyrant? No, because there would be no one to enforce that wrath. The power of every tyrant is 100% illusion, and you darn well better know how to keep that illusion alive if you want to stay in power. So Larkin asks, are you letting the illusion stay alive in you?
Well, I hear what he's saying, but this idea that you shouldn't vote and you shouldn't go to the tyrant and say, "Look, your tyrannical crap is a bunch of tyrannical crap." I think that's I disagree with that particular aspect of what it is that he's saying.
I don't understand.
Well, he says you shouldn't vote. I think you should. I think voting is
I think it's irrelevant. I think you can if you want to. I think some people would suggest that voting
is... I would give you it's largely irrelevant.
I think that some people who call themselves an anarchist would suggest that voting is your consent, and I don't agree. There's no explicit consent there. I understand where they're coming from with that point, saying, well, if you vote, then you're consenting to be ruled. No, I don't think so. That's not the case. It did not say that when I signed up the voter's registration form. It did not say, by filling this out, you consent to being ruled, or you consent to whatever the results of the vote are. You consent that the people that you elect are your masters. None of that was said. So I do agree with you, Mark, that voting can still be a self-defense act for some people. But unless there's somebody actually worth voting for, I'm not going to really waste my time with it.
I'm with you.
I'll vote for Mary Ruart, but that's about it.
I'm with you that it's largely irrelevant.
So, but generally, I mean, how do you feel about his mind, the idea of changing your mindset about the government people, about removing from your head the idea that these people are somehow superior to you?
I think
they
in order
are
to do that, you have to take some very brave moves. He says to go on and you may have to do something or other.
Well, right. He didn't call for total disobedience.
To me, if I remove those people as rulers in my mind, and I'm getting there, then to do anything, to bow to somebody who is not my ruler?
Well, okay. But you have to come to the mindset first before you get to the not complying part. And I think inevitably that would be the ultimate goal, right? To get people to understand in their heads first, to free their minds, that they are not ruled by anyone else. We are all equal. No man is better than another man. And get that solidified first. And then once they get that in their head, once they start thinking that way, that's when the ideas start to come out about how you can resist, about how you can non-cooperate, about how much more possible that becomes. Because if you haven't set your head straight, then non-cooperation isn't even an option on the table.
Okay.
So I think it's a good first. For most people, that would be a good first step, is rejecting authority. Then after that, after you've fully rejected the so-called concept of authority, then implement a non-cooperation plan. Which non-cooperation, as he suggests, you know, Gandhi, very successful, Martin Luther King, or Rosa Parks, for instance, good examples. This can work, and it will work if we get enough people involved in this, and that's one of the reasons why I think the Free State Project is so important.
Interestingly, it seems to be working a bit here in the Free State.
That's correct, even with literally a handful of activists. So having 50 to 100 people non-cooperating could really shake the system to its very core.
It's absolutely true. There's all kinds of things happening here, and the things that surprised me, I certainly wasn't one of these non-cooperationists in the beginning, but I'm seeing some things that are working here.
Well, we're going to gather more evidence over time to make our case. So far, we've had proof of concept happen at least twice where people non-cooperated and the system just let them go. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. David Anna is on the line, as well as a couple guys as well. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device
It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit gasfreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's really that simple. Some people sometimes will email me to make sure that they actually, you know, that they did things correctly and that the purchase went through and that I got a cut. And as long as you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, all should go smoothly. The only factor that you want to keep in mind is you want to go into Amazon.freetalklive.com and take care of your order within the next 24 hours. If you go there and then you don't actually finish an order within the next 24 hours, then we won't get that percentage. But otherwise, if you just go, dump some stuff in your shopping cart, check
out. So if you go and put some stuff in your shopping cart through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and then you wait a month, and then
we won't get it.
Yeah. You won't buy it that way.
So that's the only caveat. But otherwise, it's a great way to get the stuff that you need for life in 41 categories of products, get it shipped to your door for free in many cases, free Super Saver shipping, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. So, head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Let's go to David Anna in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David Anna. David Anna?
It's Dana.
Oh, it's Dana.
Dana. You know, the board op should be asking how to spell things, but, you know, sometimes they get busy. So,
I did spell it for him, but I guess he still wrote it down wrong.
It's that Texas accent, Dana. Go ahead.
Oh, I have no idea. I just wanted to talk with you guys for a minute about the El Dorado kids that you were talking about a little bit ago.
Yeah, we were talking about them earlier in the show.
Yeah. What I found recently in a news article, and I don't know if you guys have read this or maybe you already know it, when this group of people bought that land, 1,700 acres down by El Dorado in 2004, that's when they came there, and that's when they bought the land and started developing and building all their buildings. The state of Texas passed a law changing the age of consent for a girl to marry. They changed it from age 14, which it had been for ages, to age 16.
Really?
So this, huh?
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so, too. So that, to me, sets a precedent. From the day those people arrived, they were out to get them.
So you believe there was a connection? You don't think it was just a coincidence?
Oh, goodness, no.
Hmm.
Legislature doesn't pass things coincidentally.
Now, are
they
these
knew
people actually getting
people,
married?
They knew their attachment to Jeff's. They knew their attachment to, in the past, to Hilldale in Utah and Colorado City in Arizona.
Now, Dana, are
they did it intentionally.
Are they actually getting marriage licenses? Are they actually going through
that
process?
No. What it is spiritual marriages.
So then what is the law? I mean, then their statutes would not have any effect over that, right?
Well, supposedly. But it gives them a right under Texas law, and the way Texas kind of twists everything to manipulate it so it works on the state's behalf. They're calling these marriages. They're not calling them spiritual marriages. They're calling them polygamous, more than one spouse marriage in this state.
Well, yeah, the fact is they don't
try
like...
to dissect that. They're not recognizing spiritual marriages. What it really is, the ones that have done that, has been incest. Oh, not incest, but child molestation. But by changing the age of consent, even if a mother consented for a child to be spiritually married without a marriage license, but still cohabitating and still considered common law because Texas is a common law state and common law marriage, where you still have to go through a divorce. So by those realms of definition, they did it intentionally. It'd been there for decades. Age of 14, consent for a girl, for the parents to consent, was
right.
14.
Was it 14 for a boy, too?
No, it was 16 for a boy.
That's interesting.
That's strange.
Yeah, I feel like it should be the same. And, I you know, as odd as it seems for a 14-year-old child to get married, if the parents consent to it, then I guess I don't have a problem with that. In some cultures, they do that. Who am I to tell these people that they can't?
They've done it for years in the West. That's how it was settled. It was nothing to have a 14-year-old bride in the 1800s.
Absolutely not. It was
nothing in the
quite common, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
I mean, lifespan was not as long. That was middle-aged.
People didn't live as long. They had very hard lives living out in the prairies, trying to farm and isolated from civilization and all those kind of things. So it was people died young, but they got married young and became parents at younger ages.
Yep, and what was normal back then is now all of a sudden become socially unacceptable, and it seems bizarre to people today, but I'm with you on that one, Dana. I mean, look, many of these young people could be far more mature than they actually... I mean, as far as... I don't know what the maturity level of the FLDS kids are, because I don't have any experience with them, but I know that in the, you know, sort of the regular American youth world, they're pretty darn immature. And the reason for that is not because they're naturally immature at that age, but it's because they are trained to be that way. It's because they aren't allowed to grow up when they're ready to grow up, and they're told
because
that, oh, no, you're still a child.
Because we still are kids rotten. That's the problem.
That's a factor, too.
We do everything for our kids. And if you don't teach them that responsibility of working and managing your money, doing what you're supposed to do, keeping them occupied with responsible things and keeping them physically and mentally busy, they get into drugs, they do all these other things.
And it results in the phenomenon of the 35-year-old child male out there.
Yeah, the live-at-home 35-year-old.
These guys that they can't provide. They're not ready for a family. They're not even thinking about something like that.
Dana, thanks
they're
for your thoughts
in,
tonight.
They're still in the me and I thing. That's the level a lot of them are in their 30s. They're
Thank
still thinking about themselves.
Thank you for your call tonight, Dana. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That has to be one of, it's got to be one of my pet peeves, because when I think about it, I think about all of the wasted years, all of the wasted time. You hear about the homeschoolers. We've talked about homeschooling many a time on this program. And when we talk to homeschooling parents and they tell us about their kids, it's not uncommon for them to say things like, well, my son was in college at age 14.
Yeah,
and you're stunned by it, but this is possible when you take them out.
I think it's a bad idea, personally. I mean, I wouldn't send my Jack to college at 14, hanging around with 19-year-old drunk kids.
You don't think that you would have explained to him by that point? I mean, that you would not have explained to him drinking and how to behave and how to drink responsibly by that point?
I think
you've talked about talking about that with Jack.
I would, But, you know, I don't know.
You wouldn't trust him?
Is he
somehow more likely to be irresponsible at 14 if he was raised correctly versus being irresponsible at 18 if he wasn't?
I think that there's, you know, the peer dynamic changes when your peers are all older than you. Than when they are the same age, because in some ways you're subordinate. Age, you know, at that time, age is important. Somebody who's 18, 19 looks and acts like, you know, they look like an adult. A 14-year-old looks more like a child, and I think that affects kids. Personally, I don't think it's a great idea to send kids to college at 14. I think people should be free to do it.
I don't think college is a great idea, personally.
Well,
but
it could be. It depends. If Jack wants to be a doctor, do you think he should just go out and start being a doctor?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, that's because you want to see him in jail.
No. I mean, if you want to be a doctor, you'd have to go to the college thing. And what I meant was, yes, he should go off to college, even if he is only 14. It would seem to me that if he was educated correctly, that this none of what you're suggesting would be a big deal, because you could inculcate him with the idea that, okay, you know, Jack, you're 14 and you're going to be going into this realm with people that are much older, and many of them are much more immature than you are. You're going to be probably one of the more mature young men on this campus, and, you know, just remember that when you're dealing with them. If they try to look down on you because you're young, just ignore them, and I think you can head all that off at the pass.
By having a conversation, I don't think the conversations do it every time, but if the child
be
has
consistent
learned,
over
if
time.
The child has learned in a homeschooling environment, like, and managed to get done, graduate by the time they were 14, likely they are very good at learning on their own. So they could probably continue college in, you know, via correspondence. There's some great correspondence schools.
University of Phoenix or whatever.
Take out the core requirements that are, you know, just the worst, getting that bachelor's out of the way, especially the associate's portion of it out of the way.
Oh, I don't disagree. I think that would make the most sense, simply because he's an independent learner and probably would fit in best in a set-your-own-pace kind of a situation like that. But it just bugs me when this issue comes up, when the issue of young people being treated like babies, treated like children. I mean, even you use the term child to define a 14-year-old, Mark, and I think it all depends. I think it all depends on their mindset and their mentality. And I think that young people in America could be a lot more intelligent and mature than they are today if they were allowed to be the adults they want to be. But the laws, the statutes in society and the rules and regs say they can't. Even if they want to, they can't. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our home.